Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio, and have the man himself, Blessing. Last time I had Blessing here, we talked about Fatal Fury.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Great conversation about fighting games. So we're going to do this again.
Yep.
And this time we're going to talk about the new Skybound game.
New Skybound game.
Yeah, it's called Invincible. VS versus?
Or is versus.
It VS or versus?
I mean, it's spelled VS, but I assume, yeah, Invincible yeah. Versus is how
yeah,
you call it.
Yeah, so we got some time to play the game. We got to see the trailer from the announcement. What'd you think of the trailer overall before we go talk about like the hands-on?
It was exciting.
Are you a fan of the series too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I watched the games on like cartoons specifically. I still want to go back and read the comics, but like I really enjoy watching Invincible on Amazon Prime. And when I watched the trailer, it was exciting because they didn't tell us what it was before they showed us. We got to see this before it got officially revealed behind the scenes. And so when they showed us the trailer, it was exciting because if you love Invincible and if you love fighting games, right, like automatically I was like, oh, this looks right. Like the art style reminds me of watching the cartoon. It's doing something a bit different because it's more 3D art. But I think they capture like the vibrancy of it pretty well. And like, I don't know, there's something about the personality and the characters and like kind of the violence of it that really works for Invincible. So I really enjoyed the trailer.
Yeah, because so when we got to the room, it was only like maybe three of us. I don't know, it was like that.
Same for us. It was like four of us.
Three, four? Okay. Yeah. So we talked to the developer. So each developer sat down with us. We got to play the game. They were telling us a lot about the studio, about how long they worked on the game, how that came about, like pitching the game to like Skybound or everything. So it was really cool. But when we watched the trailer, somebody said a joke about the first person that got killed in the trailer. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I didn't get why they were saying that. And people started laughing. So then after, when we started playing the game, I started talking to the EP, the executive producer of the game. He told me that's him in the trailer that actually gets killed inside the car. I'm like, oh, snap. And he also said, hey, maybe I'm wrong, he's also the announcer of the game.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, snap, okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I can see... He also, him and some members of the team worked on the original, not the original, the Killers of 2013 for Xbox.
The Xbox before, One, yeah.
Xbox One before Iron Galaxy started working on Season 2 and beyond. But they worked on that before Amazon acquired their studio. Then they left Amazon and they launched a new studio called Cordova.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was cool. It was a lot of fun playing the game overall. We played it for like a good 30 minutes or so, like the first 30 minutes, yeah. It was more presentation and everything.
This one, it was like a very quick trip because, yeah, we went in, they showed us the trailer, they then gave us a presentation, and so like kind of just went through, hey, this is what the game is, showed us the controls, explained sort of the mechanics of it. So it is a 3v3 tag fighter, similar to something like Marvel versus Capcom, where you're tagging in and out, and the goal is to eliminate your opponent's three fighters before they eliminate you. And I think very much in feel, it kind of feels like you're playing Marvel versus Capcom. They have some unique stuff going on with it, too, where you can do tag combos similar to MVC, where if you hold the tag button while doing some of the auto combo stuff, it'll automatically tag people in. And the auto combo stuff reminds me a bit of Dragon Ball Fighters. Because if you play that, right, you tap square, 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 it'll automatically like give you a combo into a super, which is a bit more approachable than like I think fighting games have been in the past, right? And so it feels like it's being made for both like people who are might not be as hardcore into fighting games, but then at the same time, one of the questions one of the press members asked during the presentation was, is this something that you want to bring to Evo? and they didn't like want to confirm anything.
That I said, asked the same exact question. Yep. They didn't want to say anything.
They didn't want to say anything, but like they implied that they want to make the rounds. Like they want to go to play. And like they also said, they described this as a like something that they want to see in tournaments. I think they might have said like tournament style or tournament ready, like fighting game. Like they see this having a hardcore community. And so, you know, when I look at some of the stuff that they're doing, right, like you have the combos, but then also like, I don't know, you have like the different types of characters. You have Invincible has like a big roster. And so I forget the names of all the characters they had in their build, but it was only four. They had Invincible. They had, I don't remember. They had Adam Eve was another one. They had the black dude who kind of has the same outfit as Invincible, but I never remember his name.
What about the one all white?
That was one of the
newer characters, right? From like later in the season.
Yeah, that's from like a recent season of Invincible. Like she's one of the Viltrumite leaders, and she uses her hair to fight a lot.
On that, you will see another character in the trailer that's not in the actual demo that we got to play to.
Yeah,
so I don't even remember not.
But, yeah. But yeah, like they had one of the questions I asked, because like they had one of the people from the studio sitting with all of us who were playing. One of the questions I asked was like, one, how tough is it designing a fighting game around characters that are all just super powered characters, right? Because like a lot of the characters in Invincible are straight up Superman, like with how they move and how they like what their superpowers are. And he acknowledged like, yeah, he was like, yeah, it's kind of tough, but then also, you know, thankfully we can, the way that he was talking about it, right, is he was like approaching it the way you talk about fighting games. We have somebody that is up close. We can have somebody who's more of like about zoning in and like kind of coming back from afar. We have somebody like Adam Eve, who is way more projectile based because she's more unique in her moveset. And then the Viltrumite lady that was wearing all white, she has her hair. So she's like more mid range and kind of like Scorpion. She can kind of like shoot her hair at you and then pull you in. And so they play around a lot with the characters' personalities to design them around like the different play styles, which is exciting. And they wouldn't confirm how many characters they'll have in the game.
I counted the one that they have. It's not their
I did the same
list.
Thing.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, because there was like 17 character boxes and most of them were great. We couldn't see most of the characters, right? We could only see the four. But I asked about it and they were like, yeah, we don't have a confirmed number. We're just kind of, you know, trying to work on getting this game out by 2026. And one of the things they said they're working on currently is, yeah, figuring out how to get more characters in the game.
Yeah. I also was talking with a couple of people like, how the hell you guys managed to pick the right moves and something that they're known in the series, but there's so many. How can you fit all that in in the game? Like, I know they were very picky, and also they worked with Skybound to see which one made more sense to put in the game. But there's so many characters like that, probably. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, we can't add this. We got to remove that. Like, I bet it was, like, really challenging on that part, you know?
I'm excited to see that stuff.
And there was also, we got to play three levels. One of them is Chicago. It looks like it was, like, downtown Chicago, but it was, like, all destroyed.
Yeah.
Everything. There was also another one. I believe it was the Moon.
The Moon, yeah.
And there was Himalayas, I believe was the third one. I can't remember. I know it was like
outdoor.
Yeah. But cool thing is when you're in Chicago and you're fighting with one of the characters, you could also take him out of Earth and it will go to like a different Earth location. Will take you to like a totally different location. So like this one was Moon.
Yeah, like you could punch somebody from Chicago to the Moon.
To the Moon,
essentially.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It's funny because I know a lot of the comparisons are going to be to Marvel versus Capcom because it's a 3v3, but also at the same time, it reminds me of Injustice because Injustice does similar things where in Injustice, you hit somebody and you will like hit them all the way across to like a different part of the map or a different part of the world and then continue fighting. So this game does that as well, which is really cool. And like, they have a word for it. It was like stage shift or something like that.
Stage shift, yeah. Something like, you're right. But I was going to ask you like, I'm not a huge fighting guy, you know, I don't play a lot of games like that. So like when you switch in this game, there is they'll show like the timer. It's like maybe like 10 seconds long where you can't switch again. You have to wait until the character go back to zero and then you could call him again to do like combos or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it like that similar to like other fighting games too? Or this is something new to you?
That's similar to other fighting games. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like oftentimes you can't just like switch back and forth willy-nilly. You have to like recharge. Because essentially when you tag, you have two options. You can tag somebody to just like hop in and do a special move and then they'll hop out. Or if you hold it, they'll then permanently like switch. That way you're not playing as that new character. The reason why they have that cooldown is so that like you can't just spam like over and over again. I'm just calling it.
Yeah, because that would be cheating too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you had to balance it that way. And so that's why they do it. One of the things I also want to shout out about this game that I think makes it a bit unique is how violent it is sometimes. Like they have, you know how Mortal Kombat has like the brutalities where if you hit somebody with a certain move, their head will explode or something. They have that a lot in this game too, where I'm playing as Invincible and I finish somebody off with a move and then like their head will explode or their body will explode. Another thing I noticed too in that vein is like the levels, the Chicago level. If you look at that level at the beginning of a fight versus at the end of the fight, the levels get more destroyed as you go.
You're right.
Yeah, there's like a lot of destruction based stuff going on, which I think is really cool. That was one of the things that jumped out at me.
I think the snow area, I think it's Himalayas, I'm not 100% sure that's the name of it. You could see the snow coming down like in the background of mountains, like it gets like very crazy. I can't remember what the things that popped up in the, like when you're in the moon. Mm-hmm. Was there something similar to that?
I don't remember anything in the moon. Chicago was the one that
you
was
noticed,
because like
you can see a train, you can see like fire.
There's like actual things. The moon, I think, because it's just straight up the moon, there's not really much you can do with that. When I was the person I was sitting with, he like called it out specifically for Chicago because they just had a lot going on, because like things are breaking, things are like coming out of the windows, right? Like it's supposed to be this destroyed, like think about if you're an Invincible fan, think about like that season, I don't want to spoil the season finale, but like when a big event happens in Invincible and like the city's getting destroyed type stuff, it's kind of happening in that environment. And so you'll see it happening in the background, but I think it might just be particular stages where that happens.
I see what you're saying. Now, one question I asked the developer, and they didn't want to say anything. Mm-hmm. These are original voice actors from the show. He's like, more information coming soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't want to tell us.
That's interesting.
Yeah, did you ask that question?
No, but I did ask if they have unique interactions. Because like,
yes.
And they do, which excites me, because that's the thing that I think you have to have in a fighting game, especially a licensed one like this. Like, some of the most popular videos you'll find for Mortal Kombat or Injustice are like the unique character intros where like Joker is talking to Batman or Superman is talking to the Flash, and like they're saying very specific things to each other. They confirmed that like they're going to have that in this game as well, which I think is very important and really exciting.
Do you see this game having a lot of potential for like the fighting community too? Because I know they didn't want to say anything about EVO, but man, that would be like the perfect place to show, get like for the public to get hands on for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think I love going to EVO. You know, I'm big into fighting games, love Street Fighter, love Tekken. I think that this has a lot of potential. I think the quality of it, well, one, I think you already mentioned it, right? But it's good to shout out that these are people that worked on Killer Instinct. And one of the things I noticed when I first got to the studio is I overheard the devs talking, and they're like, they were talking about like Marvel versus Capcom and like fighting game stuff. Like these are fighting game people.
I mean, even the name of the studio, Quarter Up.
We
talked about like fighting games back in the 90s, them going to like the different stores playing Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, they put the quarter there just waiting, you know, like we talked about that. So they're very passionate
these
about
are
fighting games.
Very passionate people about fighting games, and playing the game and seeing it, I think quality-wise, it reminds me a bit of like Fatal Fury, if not even like a step above Fatal Fury, right? Like it's not quite Street Fighter level as far as like how good Street Fighter feels and looks. And granted, like the game's still a year away, so they can polish and do all that stuff and maybe they can get it there. But even with me saying that I think it hits Fatal Fury level, that's a compliment. That's a big compliment. Cause like not many fighting game developers are able to like hit that, right? Like when I think about the amount of fighting game developers, I think of Capcom, Namco, Arc System Works, and then like it starts to kind of like go down from there. And so like SNK is in the conversation as well. I think this game is of that quality. And I think at the very least, my prediction is that after they launch this game, I think this will be at the first Evo after it launches. And then it'll be up to them to like update it and like balance it and polish it and like, you know, maintain the game to like keep it in the conversation. But I think they have the good match of the game is fun. It feels good to play. And they have a good IP. A lot of people love Invincible, and that world and those characters are fun and interesting. So
let me ask you this question, because I forgot to ask this to the developers, and they're probably not going to answer. Do you think this game is going to have some type of story, at least for those that just want to play the story, or this is going to straight up multiplayer fight and that's about it? I think it will be a huge miss if they don't add stories, in my opinion.
That's a really good question. I didn't think to ask that either. That's a really good question. My prediction, man, it would be such a slam dunk because it is Invincible, but I do know how much work that is, and I don't see this as like a big developer. I think one of the things to note is that this is the first developer that is under Skybound, like Skybound's first video game developer, and I don't think it's like that big of a team, so I don't know if they'll have like the resources necessarily to create a full like story mode, unless it's like a visual novel.
I mean, the trailer looks like, oh, this is pretty cool.
The trailer did look really cool.
Right? Like at first I'm like, wait, what is this? What is this? Like, I didn't know it was just like an action game or what, but then we started fighting and we're like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
So I think they probably have some type of story.
I hope so.
Another thing that I asked, they didn't want to say anything. I asked who worked on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's a good question.
They didn't want to answer that question.
Interesting.
So I'm like, who worked on us?
Yeah. I mean,
details coming soon. That's what they said to me.
2026. So like there's still like so much time left before we get to that like release. So I wonder if they're trying to play that stuff close to the chest.
Yeah.
That way they can have those like marketing beats on the way up to it. But yeah, that's a really good question too.
Yeah. Now, my last thing I want to say, and I know they worked on Killer Instinct. This kind of have that Killer Instinct vibe, especially when it comes to combos. Did you manage to do a lot of combos? After a while, you got used to the game?
Yes, because the auto combo system is very friendly, right? So, like, the thing that I started off doing, like, you tap, like, square, and then it'll auto combo into a super. But if you hold the tag button, you'll combo, tag in somebody, combo, tag in. Like, you can kind of just do that.
I think I did the most 60 to 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that stuff works and is really fun. And then the developer that was sitting next to me was then telling me about different things that I can do to like, you know, hit somebody up with my special and then hop up in the air, combo, tag people in. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of, like fighting game skill that comes into play as far as like how to like extend your combos. And like, I think that's going, it doesn't play like Killer Instinct, but it kind of does have that like, it is a combo driven game as far as I can tell. So yeah, no, I had a lot of fun like doing that stuff.
Do you see yourself playing this on arcade stick or just strictly controller?
I prefer controller for fighting games, but I think plenty of people, I think if you're somebody who plays with arcade stick, this is definitely one that you're probably going to want arcade stick for. Because like the one thing I'll shout out to is like the control scheme, right? You have light, medium, heavy, but then one of the face buttons. So like for me, I was playing on an Xbox controller. So A was a special and it's like directional. So it's kind of like Smash Brothers in that way. So it's like you click up in A or down in A and it's doing different special moves, which is more player friendly, I think, and less hardcore. But even with that, yeah, like on a fight stick, like, you know, having your light, medium, heavy and a special button, like that's going to fit right at home.
Yeah. Anything else, Bless, before we wrap it up?
I don't have much. I'm excited for this.
I'm excited too.
I think this is a really good idea. Really exciting announcement, and I can't wait to see more of it.
Yeah, can't wait to hear more about it, and also other characters. Who else is going to be in?
Yeah.
Any predictions?
I mean, you got to have like a lot of those main. I forget the name of their, like, they have a Justice League essentially in Invincible. I forget what their name is, like the League of Heroes or whatever.
You're talking about the old ones before, but I don't want to say sports.
Well, you got to have all of them. Oh, yeah. You got to have the OG ones and you got to have the new ones. Yeah. I want all of them in there. I want the girl who makes copies of herself. I want the, I'm trying to think. I mean, you got to have Omni-Man.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Omni-Man wasn't in the demo. that we played.
That's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They probably just don't have it prepared, maybe.
They probably.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's actually, I didn't even think about that.
Interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah. You got to have Omni-Man. Yeah. So.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. So right now I'm going to play the interview with the executive producer of the game. And we'll be right back after this.
All right. Mike Ouellette, executive producer, Invincible Versus.
All right. So but first of all, great trailer. Trailer was amazing. And can I say what you were telling me about the Easter egg or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You
care
yeah.
about that?
You're in the trailer, man. You're first person getting killed in the trailer. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Everybody on the team looks over at me every time I watch that trailer and see how I'll react.
Yeah.
No, always with joy.
No, first thing, man, I really, really enjoy the game. It looks really, really good for an early build. How long have you guys been working on this project?
I started at QuarterUp February 17th, 2023.
Look at that, QuarterUp. How the name came about, man?
QuarterUp. So it's an homage to kind of like our love and passion for combat and arcade games and fighting games specifically. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, it represents I got next. I'm here to compete. So it's like putting your QuarterUp on the machine means like I'm here for the challenge.
And a lot of people don't know this, but you guys also worked on other previous
That's true. Fighting games, right? There's a core group of us. When we started the studio, we came from Double Helix back in the day, like 10 years ago. And so we had worked on KI. So 2013, launched KI. And then we were acquired by Amazon, but we always had that itch to get back to it. And, over the past couple of years, we're like, we should start our own studio. We should get back to making the games that we love and we care about. And we're like, let's just do it. Let's go for it. And we got this opportunity at Skybound. They're like, what game do you want to make? And we're like, we want to make an Invincible fighting game.
And what was it that stood out to you about the show and the comics that you were like, this is the perfect game for this?
Oh my God. Just as a fan, I'm like, just the stakes of fighting, like the brutality, and they're superheroes. So the things they can do are amazing. So we're like, that's a badass fighting game right there. So we're like, we can just see like all these different combinations of characters, their archetypes, whether it's like you're ranged, like playing like a zoner, or you're in somebody's face and walking them down, being like a heavy striker or a grappler, or you like rush down and you're doing a ton of mix up on somebody.
And what was it that you guys wanted to make this a different type of fighting game than other ones? And what was like the inspiration for?
Oh, we had always loved tag fighting games, like the 3v3 format. We think it's really awesome that you can take all these different characters and different archetypes and kind of like form your own team for your own playstyle. And they're just so hyped to watch, just like all the creativity from players. So what we wanted to do is, you know, make a tag battle fighting game, make it brutal, but create a system that allowed for creativity and then interplay between both characters. So instead of like when you get touched, you're not watching a single player game. We really wanted it to be about this two-way interaction. So like you have opportunities to break out of the combo or to get outplayed. So, and then the same thing on defense. So even if, like I'm blocking, I have opportunities to, you know, reverse the situation. There's so much depth that you can explore in these type of games, but that for us it was really about those main two things: is feeling like a badass and looking like a badass while you're playing.
I could see so many different type of style people using like the combination, the combos, and all that stuff. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Also, the characters in this demo, can you name them? People that haven't seen
yet? So we showed Mark Grayson, so Invincible. We showed Samantha Eve Wilkins, or Adam Eve. We showed Thula, and we showed Bulletproof.
And what is the different type of style from those characters?
So Mark is pretty much kind of like what we consider like a Ryu or a Jago. He's like kind of like your entry character. He plays everything really well. He doesn't have a projectile, but he's got a lot of speed. So we consider him to be a balanced character, but with some elements of rushdown, so we can do some mix-ups, go like do some high-lows. He has really powerful tools for a combo extension. You have someone like Eve who wants to play a ranged game or a zoning game. So she uses constructs to keep her enemies at bay, and she kind of controls the flow when she wants to get in. And you have characters like Thula, also really good mid-ranged, but a lot of her abilities allow her to use her braid and knife weapon to pull enemies in. whether she's like standing on the ground or up in the air. And then we have Bulletproof as a lot of crazy mix up options.
That one
like,
is wild.
Like the Rekka options I was showing you where you can like mix up into like high low mm-hmm. or cancel those back into like another attack chain. Or his down special, which does the ball, which you can also cancel out of. So you can utilize that with your assists. So try to do some unblockable setups if people are asleep at the wheel and they're not push blocking or using their heroic strike move.
I know your team. You guys worked on this all remote, right? So like, how was that work on that game? This game remotely.
Well, a big thing for us is like online play. So a big portion of it is like get our online stood up. So we're as a team playing together all the time and. We had learned a lot of things during the pandemic around working remotely and how to like best use like the utilities that like we have available. So whether it's like video conferencing and Slack and just all the different software packages that you can use.
Now that the game is already announced, what's next for you guys? Are you guys going to stay quiet for a while?
More of this. I mean, yeah, we're going to go quiet for a little bit, but it's really about playing and building more awesomeness.
Awesome. I just want to say congrats to you guys. Can't wait to see more and learn more about the game, man. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.